This is the person that I loved enough to give myself to, that I promised God and my family and friends that I was going to be with until death do us part. Homicide is not an option. Consistent warmth, trying to work things out, is what's going to get you to where you need to be.
No, she didn't, y'all. Are you hearing what she said? Homicide is not an option. Take that one off the table if that's a part of your marital relationship. Take the homicide aspect off. I'm closing Romans chapter 12. Keep this in mind. Verse number 16 through verse number 18. Take it even within the confines of the marital relationship. Paul says this. Be of the same mind one towards another.
Yes.
Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Watch what he says. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Listen, she got you, you're not trying to get her back.
Man.
He got you, you're not trying to get him back. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men, even if we got to start in our own house.
Man.
Oh, it's been good. The time got by too quick, but we look forward to the next time. Listen, like that, share this if you so choose. If you have questions, if you have concerns, if we can be of help. We're not perfect, but we're sure enough willing to be of help as much as we possibly can.
Amen.
Until next time, keeping the honey on the moon. And remember, every now and again, the honey ain't flowing. Till next time, God bless and keep. It's always our prayer.
And I would rather, I'd rather live right. Learn in hell, lift them minds. All of our children to stand. Stand. Everybody saying you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Holy oh, and the kingdom of man. He now kept among them that surrey with him.
Stand when
friends are gone. Stand when you're all alone.
And believing shall receive his own. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Stand up and say,
stand
for holiness,
for, holiness.
Oh, for righteousness,
and be
counted
among them.
God's got it all in control. I don't know whether you believe that tonight. He's got it all in control. You know he put that reassurance way down in my soul. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I come to tell somebody that God's got it in control. You ready?
God got it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all. In control, you know what?
let me just tell you this. God's got it all in control.
God's got it all. He's got it all in control. The Lord's got it all. He's got it all in control. He put that reassurance.
Good morning. Good morning. You are now tuned into the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. But it's Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 AM until 10 AM. We thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on. Playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel and be blessed this morning. He's got it all in control. Mother Rose Wiggins and Pastor Gladys, it goes out for the two said names this morning. He's got it all in control.
God's got it all. Put that reassurance.
Father and our God, we lift up to you the needs of our sisters, our mothers, even our brothers. We come to you because we know that you are able to see them through every test, every trial, every dilemma, every crisis. For every night they've cried, laid in agony, wondering what to do, where to go, who can I talk to? We come to you asking you for mercy in the hospital room, and mercy in the courtroom, and mercy in the boardroom, and mercy in the bedroom, and mercy in every room, in every corner, in every apartment, every condo, every village, every mansion. My God, let your grace abound. Some mama's on her knees, her son is in jail. Some wife is in turmoil. Her marriage is going through hell. God, in the name of Jesus, let your rich grace bombard them, overshadow them, and lift them up. Cause them to know that you are there in the furnace of their affliction. You are there in the midst of their agony. You are there when lights are low and crowds are thin and the challenge seems so formidable and almost impossible. My God, let them know that you are their strength to climb mountains that will not move, that you are the boat that enables them to ford streams when rivers won't dissipate. You are the grace that stands up and empowers them to stand forces of hell that come against them. We bind every sickness, every disease, every burden, and every trauma that would rise against him, and we command liberty to break forth. Let it rush down like gushing streams, prevailing in their lives and giving them the grace and the fortitude to stand. Having done all to stand, let them stand there with their loins girt about with truth, the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. I thank you for angels flapping their wings and grace bombarding them. Send strength, send light, send help, send love, send beauty for ashes and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and lift up heads everywhere this prayer is heard. I thank you You're a miracle worker. Your bridge builder, your heavy load sharer, your heart fixer, your mind regulator. I trust you now to move supernaturally in the lives of your people. Somebody deserves a miracle today. Somebody's expecting a breakthrough. I thank you now. I call it done. The impossible, the things in their lives that seems like they will never change, I call it done today. In Jesus' name, we receive it all. Amen.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
I just keep on blessing us over and over again. Tell somebody. Oh, we was able to rise up this morning. He just keep blessing us over and over. Brother LaSalle Williams and Sister Evelyn Williams this morning goes out for you. Sister Clifford May Hubbard, Brother Johnny Hubbard, and Sister Lorraine Hubbard. He just keep blessing us over and over. Oh, Sister Easter Button.
This morning started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see, you gave me a tongue to talk.
Sister Sylvia Dupree.
Well, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
As I got anybody out there this morning that he just keep blessing them over and over again. This goes out for Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church Mass Choir.
Lord, you keep on blessing me. Over and over again. You keep on blessing me. Over and over.
Brother Walter Davis Jr.
I can move around. I can wave.
Go that for Brother Richard Robinson.
I can understand where I got a home to live in, where I can lay my head. I could have been.
Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. and Brother Clarence Whipper Jr. and all the family, Sister Sally Whipper and all the family. He just keep blessing us over and over again. Goes out for Pastor Rodney William and First Lady Mother William and San Oxidot Primitive Baptist Church and all the church family. He just keep blessing us over and over again.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you.
I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So many times.
Thank you, Jesus.
You opened doors for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if it had not been for you, Lord, I would be standing here today.
Thank you, Jesus.
You made a way for me.
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 And you did it over.
Over
and over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
Mother Anna Mae Price. Brother Douglas Brothers and
if you know you've been blessed, Lord, help me tell the Lord. You keep on blessing me.
Mother Leotis Brothers, I'm getting there, Miss Brothers.
You
oh, but he keep blessing us over and over again.
Over and over,
over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
All right, keep blessing us over and over. We were able to rise up this morning. He just keep blessing us. Our brother Freddie Randalls, he just keep blessing us over and over again. Sister Audrey Johnson, Sister Veronica Jenkins, Sister Betty Payne.
Lord, thank you.
All right, keep blessing us. Our brother Charles Harris, brother CJ Harris.
From I don't have no time for foolishness, because I cannot live in sin. Feel my Savior.
This goes out for Pastor Odell Watson and First Lady Mother Latiri Watson, Reverend George Meyer, and Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr., all of Mount Moriah AME Church and all the church family. Goes out for Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church and all the church family. Goes out for Pastor Loretta Bosby, Awesome God Press Center, and all your church family ministry staff. goes out for Pastor Addison Mitchell and First Lady Mother Barbara Mitchell, Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church.
I say, every time I get to this song, my soul get happy, and I just can't hold my peace. Yo! Lord been mighty good to me.
Goes out for Brother Jesse Hanks and all your family this morning.
God Almighty been my mother. He been my father. When my way got dark, he was bread when I was hungry. Yo!
Mother Esther Walker.
Don't fool me now. Have they been good to you? Yeah! Hey!
He'll do it for you this morning. Trust him. Just trust Jesus this morning. The Reed family, trust him. Sick, trust him.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Our Mother Rose Vegan just having a little church this morning. Somebody just needed to hear that, thank God, this morning for Jesus. Bring your community announcement, and this coming from the Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. They will be hosting their annual Christmas banquet on Saturday, December the 8th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall located at 4101 Mobile Avenue. That's in the city of Cocoa. There'll be lots of good food there, lots of gifts, giveaways, relaxed Christmas entertainment. All this now will take place December the 8th. I believe that's on next Saturday at 7 p.m. Giveaway, relaxed Christmas entertainment. And you know there is a ticket. So come prepared and join this banquet on next Saturday at 7 p.m. You can always call for more information, 636-8040. Area code is 321. Call for a ticket. You know, ticket for the banquet is only $20. And you know what? Just call and observe one or call and join them on next Saturday. Christmas, annual Christmas banquet. Now I bring you one of my sponsors, none other than Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Owned and operated by Brother Freddy Randolph. His son Jason is there. And you know, they are located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. Now you can always reach them if you call 453-6316. That area code is 321. Call them. Well, what I'm going to call them for? Well, you know what? They have a lot going on. They have houses for rent, houses for sale. They even have a cars around there. You don't know what you'll find. Just stop in and browse around at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, and you'll find what you're looking for at 416 now Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. Look no further, because you'll find it. Also brought to you in part by Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where quality service is a must, owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Always can give him a call at 632-9050. Yes, he still continue to have the old records if you would like to obtain one, and there's no charge. And he do have the Marble Grant headstones, and they range from $275. Well, if you know, they'll last forever. And you go looking for your loved one, you can always find them. They have burial plots there, Grant Memorial benches, and they have cremation. All of this now at Riverview Memorial Garden, a place where quality and service is a must. Come back into the program, play you one of the latest and the greatest. Oh, it's just good to know Jesus. It's good to know Jesus. Oh, it's just good to know Jesus this morning. Do anybody know Jesus? Right. go live for Sister Jan Stone and Rujay Stone and Sister Carolyn Stone and Brother Rudolph Stone, the whole Stone Funeral Home staff. This morning goes live for all the staff. It's good to know Jesus. Oh, Pastor Gladys, it's good to know Jesus. Oh, it's just good to know Jesus. Anybody know Jesus this morning? It's good to know him. Bring you another word about my sponsors, none other than Stone's Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind, established since 1923 and still in business, and they are there for your service. They have family business, dedicated serving other families in their time of sorrow, whose real and deep concern goes beyond profession excellence. Satisfaction comes from knowing and doing all that can be done at a difficult time and done it better than most. That's the Stone Funeral Home. They have a service to suit the purse of the humble as well as the rich. All distinctive class wealth are forgotten. Every service is conducted with the same quality, dignity, synthetic understanding, and capable attention to the smallest detail. That's the Stone's Funeral Home. Sister Jan Stone, licensed funeral director and owner of the Stone's Funeral Home. They have two locations to serve you. That's one funeral home with two locations to serve you better. They have locations at 516 King Street, City of Cocoa, 636-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida, 727-9009. Area code is 321. That's Stone's Funeral Home. They're small enough to know you. They're large enough to serve you. That's one funeral home with two locations to serve you better. Stone's Funeral Home is able, willing, ready, and know how to handle all of your funeral arrangements. Let them be the provider for your loved one at the Stone's Funeral Home, just as close to you as your telephone, and there's no exception for experience. Brought to you in parts by Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey. We have Junior there and we have Senior, and they are both there to serve you. Located at 1305 Franklin Street in the City of Cocoa. You can always reach him at 636-3615. That's Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Specializing in collision work now, but we don't want it to happen. But if it does, they are available to assist you at Bailey's Auto Paint and Body Work. Yes, they have cars for sale. Don't have a car, that's no problem. They have cars for sale. If it doesn't have what you like to have, you know we like a certain kind, tell them about it. Let them get it in for you. That's Bailey's Auto Paint and Body Shop. Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Shop. Bring you one more, none other than Crest Cleaners and Laundry. They have several locations to serve you. Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockley, Polk St. John, Vielle, Suntree, and North Melvin. Now, there is a Crest Cleaners near you. Well, quality and service still counts. Family owned and operated since 1960, and they are still there. And they have several locations to serve you. They would do your dry cleaning, alteration, drape of suede, leather, take care of the wedding gown, if that's your heart desire. Now, they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. On your way in, on your way out, they are open. And they are open on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3. So let them take care of the garment. One day service, and by 10 a.m., out by 5 p.m. And they do have several locations. And you know what? Stop in. Let them, because they have seamstress on hand to take care of whatever problem. You know, we have a problem. Maybe we need it let in or let out. And then they can take care of that. Let them take care of that garment. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest. Got a right to praise the Lord this morning.
What I need the most, say that Jesus filled me with one more thing.
Anybody got a right this morning? I mean to serve the Lord now.
Shall continually be in my mouth. Oh Lord, I've got a right just to praise the Lord. This morning, He touched me with a finger of love. This is why I got to praise Him. Didn't have to do it, but He did.
Mother Rose Vegan goes out for you this morning. It goes out for the two little grands this morning. Oh, it kind of take my voice away, but I still got it. It goes out for the two grands of Mother Rose Vegan. They're around there somewhere. And I ain't got their names in front of me, but I know it goes out for them this morning. One named Josie.
He's been good. I don't know why. He loved me.
out in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and seemed like we was gonna be late for a program. Devil was all around us and he got real big. And I remember how I stealed away in secret prayer. And what I remember mostly asking the Lord.
Oh, let's go that this morning for the bereaved family. Especially the Brother Rudy Tucker and the whole Tucker family. Funeralized on last evening, Sister Evelyn Tucker. And this goes out for the Tucker family. The children, the brothers, sisters. Goes out for the whole family this morning. The Tucker family. The Eloise Davis family goes out for you also. Let's just lift them up in prayer this morning. They all need your prayers. We need prayer. Just lift them up in prayer this morning, all of the Reed family. The ones that are convalescing in the hospital, health facility, rehabilitation centers, or maybe you're just at home. We lift you up this morning in prayer because prayer is the key. And we just have to lean and depend on the one that's in charge. And you know, Jesus, that's the one in charge. And we just lift them all up in prayer. Pray for Thanksgiving for our country. And always remember our children and the ones that are unsaved this morning. Pray for family unity. Pray for the United States of America and all the military personnel. Lift them all up in prayer this morning. There are ones that are homebound. Wherever you are, we lift you up this morning. Because Jesus will stand by you. Jesus, because the name of Jesus means a lot. Let's lift them all up in prayer this morning. God is able and he is in charge. Just go slow it down just a little bit now. Goes up. Community announcements now for Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church as they hosting their annual Christmas banquet on next Saturday, December the 8th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall of Parker Memorial, now located at 4101 Mobile Avenue in the city of Cocoa. There'll be lots of good food, lots of gift, giveaway, relaxed Christmas entertainment. Now, you don't want to miss this. Pastor Addison Mitchell is the pastor, and all the church family invites you to come and be a part of this annual Christmas banquet. And there is a ticket of $20 a person now. For more information, you can always call 636-8048. 636-8048. Area code is 321. That's on this coming Saturday, which will be December 8th. Join in. Pastor said the doors of the church is open. All you have to do is just come on in. And they are there looking to see you at the annual banquet. Yeah. Right now, you know what? Everybody need the Lord.
And you're listening to the very best in good gospel music, okay? Stay tuned. Hello, this is Shirley Caesar, and for music that inspires and captivates, keep it tuned to this radio station.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord at all times, because he's good. Thank you. bless the Lord this morning, for he's good. He's worthy to be praised this morning. Bless the Lord at all times. Let's continue to lift up Brother Jesse Grubbs. Come on, let's. In the home in Melbourne, let's lift him up in prayer. Because we know that God is a healer, he'll deliver, and he is on time. Brother Jesse Grubbs, let's put him on our prayer list and let's continue to lift him up. He's still coalescing in Kindred down at Healthcare in Melbourne. Let's lift him up in prayer. And let's remember all the ones that I don't know. Let's continue to lift them up in prayer this morning. God, because we know God is in charge. And he's on time. He's a healer, deliverer. He's the Almighty. Let's continue to lift him up in prayer, all the ones that I don't know. Especially the Rudy Tucker's family. Brother Louis. Sister Louise Davis and Brother James. Let's lift them all up in prayer, that lost loved one. Remember them as you kneel to pray. Don't forget to lift them up in prayer this morning. Clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning, but it's been a pleasure. Wherever you was listening, we know that God is in charge. And let's continue to lift them all up in prayer. You have been tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. At each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 AM until 10 AM. And your host has been Sister Laura Mann and the co-host is Sister Becky Mitchell. And I thank God for her coming and be with me on Sunday morning. And thank God for her. Also remember the banquet on Saturday night, annual banquet at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Let's go out. Doors is open. Tickets are $20. And let's just go and be a part of this great program on Saturday, 7 p.m. Clock on the wall says it's my time to leave you, but go to the church of your choice today. We have church services all around, and the doors is always open. All you have to do is walk on in, and we thank God for you. Play something old, play something new. Played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could, and that's Jesus. That's the best. See you in church today. Pleasant. Good morning.